This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The other day, I plugged in an old hard drive and stumbled across a long-forgotten file. It was from 10 years ago. I'd labeled it as some kind of big idea that I wasn't supposed to forget, then promptly forgot. It was to report on vanishing America, features of the landscape that might disappear in the next 10 years here in the land of Amazon. Well, it's 10 years later now, and for me, one just vanished. Fry's Electronics, a big box store in 9 states that shut down abruptly this week. Some called it the nerd Disneyland. Parker Hall, product reviewer for the magazine Wired, is here with a short remembrance. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
For people who've never walked into a Fry's, what do you think the big deal is? I mean, how many SCSI and USB cords can you look at?
It's hard to describe the magic of Fry's in its heyday, especially if you'd only been there in recent years when it sort of lost a little bit of its luster. But it was really this magical wonderland where pretty much everything with a power cord was on sale.
And you would go with your family when you were little?
Oh, yeah. So my dad would make up a random excuse, new TV remote or something. And we would all pile in the car, and it was just this awesome experience because it was such a big store. I mean, it's like a Costco size warehouse of technology. Everything was on display for you to touch, which isn't true. I think even at modern electronic stores, you can't really actually physically pick something up and mess with it the way that you could at Fry's.
I remember it being a watershed moment in my relationship with my son, Nick. I don't remember how old he was, say 12, and he had brought a list of components so that he could build, essentially from scratch, a gaming computer. And this is something I could not do, but he could do. So he's leading me around looking for the graphics cards and the power supplies and the way we would cool the case of this thing. And I realized, okay, he's in the driver's seat now.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I'm probably about the age of your son. I turned 30 this year. And when I was growing up, I mean, that was my first experience building a computer, was going to Fry's with my brother, my older brother, and he got all the parts just there right off the shelf. And we went home that day and built a computer. And I think that being able to go to a store that carries all of this sort of niche stuff that you need to do that really opened a lot of people's eyes. I mean, my brother, to this day, he's an engineer at Amazon, and I don't think he would have been if he hadn't wandered through Fry's and seen all the cool tech that was there when we were kids.
What do you think? Should we be ashamed that a retail space was important to us like this? I mean, if we'd been saying, yes, we went with our family to a national park, that would be more defensible.
It's funny. I've been weighing that, and it's a thing that I deal with a lot just in my job as a product reviewer. But I think that a lot of us saw things and discovered possibilities in that retail space that made it something a little bit more than just a place you'd go and buy things.
Parker Hall is a product reviewer at Wired. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I very much want to hear from you. What feature of the American landscape has disappeared over the last 10 years that was especially meaningful to you? Why do you miss the place? We'll feature some of those on the air. Ready for the email? morningreport@marketplace.org. morningreport@marketplace.org.